You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Edward Brown,
an inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block...
Ed.
Hello.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're fine. Loud and clear.
Okay, good. Everything should be working as of right now. I'm recording everything. Let me get a couple of things out of the way first. Have you found out about the visitation forms yet?
Yeah, you've already been approved.
Okay, I had a feeling of that, and they just didn't want to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, do you know about Joe Haas?
No, about him?
No, do you know if he's approved either?
No. Did he send in a form?
I think he did, yeah. And so did, I believe me, to visit Elaine.
Okay, I haven't gotten the, I'll have to check, okay, for Sue and for Joe.
Okay, yep, check on them. Also, I had put in a Freedom of Information Act request on you several months back, which I just received a response on, and they tell me, one of the things that I asked about was the status of any investigation or claims of torture while you were being held at the Wyatt facility in Rhode Island, and they tell me that without your permission, they can release nothing.
Okay,
so,
you got my permission, so I'll give it to you in writing in the next letter I send out to you.
Okay, there's a form, Ed, that you have to fill out, so I'll send it to you, and then you can fill the form out and then get it back to me.
Okay, well, because I'm trying to pursue that from inside here, and they're giving me a bunch of static about it, and they say I got to go to FOIA 2 Central in Washington, so you can do that from out there better than I can.
Okay, absolutely, that's no problem. As soon as we get that form in place, I have no problem doing that for you. Elaine tells me that your prison may be setting up email, is that true?
Yes, it is.
Okay, do you have an email account yet?
No, it won't happen until June.
Oh, okay, that'll be in the future.
Yeah, I mean, they get the plugs in the wall, and, you know, it's going to be a while before they do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably go to USC Rangers.
Yeah.
Keep the same one.
Okay, let's see. I guess we can run through some questions here. Do you have anything specific that you wanted to say?
Not specifically. It's like, you know... Ask the questions, I'll give you the answers, this sort of thing. Yeah, I get into it. And then I'll start shooting my mouth off like I usually do.
Okay, I know the last time that we spoke, you told me that you have a job picking up things in the yard, right, around the prison?
Well, I took the, see what they call a CCS job, for picking up the trash and stuff in the yard. I prefer to do that at nighttime when everybody's inside. It's just, like Elaine will tell you, too, it's nothing but noise all day long. It never stops. It just gets you outside and give you a break from the noise, if nothing else. Get alone a little bit, do some pensive thinking.
Yeah, she does say that it's very loud where she is.
Yeah, plus I volunteer from time to time to go help landscaping, you know, dig ditches and stuff, just to keep myself in shape and, you know, motivate some of the other guys.
I'm curious, Ed, how much does a job like that pay in prison?
I won't accept any money. I don't care how much it pays. I don't want nothing from these people. They're thieves as it is, let them keep on stealing. That's the last day.
I see.
But they pay like maybe, if they pay anything, they pay like maybe 50 cents a day or a dollar a day or something like that. It's not much.
Okay, now Elaine tells me you guys have $50 a month each coming out of your accounts to pay the $1,700 assessments from the courts.
There's no $1,700 assessment from the court. What are they talking about?
Well, I believe the court document said something about each of you were assessed a fee of $1,700.
No, I was assessed $300.
Oh, I think Elaine was assessed $1,700, Ed.
My God.
Yeah, she told me that they're taking $50 a month out of her account, and it comes out on the 10th of the month.
No, I told them I'd pay them in one lump sum in June, if that's the case.
Okay.
You know, but now that if they're taking all the money, I don't know how I'm going to even do that, so, you know, couldn't bear it.
Yeah.
Worry about it when the time comes.
Speaking of money, how is your commissary account?
Not very good, but I'm not going to whine about it. If it goes dry, it goes dry.
Well, we would like to know that on the outside here, so we can make sure it doesn't go dry. You know, we just Elaine tells us that if we put too much money in her account, that they'll try to take more than the $50 per month. So
I'm
sure
they will.
We just try not to keep too much money in there. So make sure you let us know if you need money. I know you just said that it's not too good. So
no.
Okay, your phone list here, obviously you can call me. I know you were able to call Joe and David. How many people are you able to have on your list?
Up to 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm going to start, as they come in, I'm going to just, you know, ones that are important, that mean something, I'm going to put on, the rest of them I'm going to let slide, of course.
Okay, now how much does the phone calls cost you, Ed?
normal rates, when I do it this way, see, if I have money in the account, then I can put, I can transfer money from the account from commissary onto the phones, and that's the cheapest way to go. If I do collect calls, it's going to cost me like about $8 a call, and then plus it's going to cost on the outside as well too. So that's very expensive to do collect calls.
Bob says a 15-minute phone call, I believe, is costing him $20.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's the only way that he can call out of his prison too.
No, here I'm okay. I call out straight here, and it's just normal, regular rates, like however much a minute, you know,
yeah.
15 for 15 minutes. So the call probably costs about $2.75 for the 15 minutes that I talk to you.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad then.
No, it's regular rates.
Like I said, I had no problem covering that cost, so we can, I'd like to make this maybe a regular series so you can get a voice back out, Ed.
Things are coming together again, you know, as far as my research is concerned. I've been slamming the Illuminati for the last 13 years, and that's why I'm in here, and my lane's in here, too. But when I say Illuminati, I mean the Jesuits. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Loyola College and the rest of them, you know, these are the people that really are running everything.
Yeah.
And if I study that a little bit, you'll see that. So, I'm sorry, that's the way it is. The truth's the truth. But even in here, I look at the room that we have here, the unit that we have, they're all designed in triangles. And at the center of each triangle, there are a set of cameras up in the ceiling looking down. Well, that's rather symbolic of a triangle of the all-seeing eye, isn't it?
A little bit.
A little bit? The entire compound is set up in a triangle. The whole prison is just about.
Really? That was going to be one of my questions for you. What's the actual facility like where you're held at?
It's very, very close to being something like a modernized college campus almost. It's not that it's bad, but it's still a prison. It's clean, neat, but it's boring. It's very limited. It's not that big.
Is yours also a detention facility like Elaine's?
FCI. They call it a correctional institution, FCI. But it's not correction. They're not correcting anything. They're just storing or warehousing people is all they're doing here. That's it.
I'm sorry, I meant an immigration center, Ed.
I'm sorry?
Is yours an immigration center?
Oh, no.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Elaine says that's what hers is. It's a facility where they hold mostly people pending deportation.
Oh, no, no. But there are a lot of short-timers here.
I see.
A lot of short-timers. So it's like nobody really wants trouble, so it's like, from that Irish perspective, it's okay. That they would be able to get out of here pretty soon.
What's your security level, Ed?
My security level is actually, when I go through this thing, is a 3. We should be in a camp. If not home, with a probation with a slap on the wrist.
What's that facility? Minimum, medium?
This is medium.
Yeah.
Why I'm at a medium, I have no idea. We've got guys that are here with a plus 15 on the level, and they're sending them to a camps and low.
Well, I think we know why you're there, Ed, you know.
Well, then why don't they just tell me straight out to my face, instead of being the cowardly SOBs that they are?
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, they're really nuts. They're condescending people, trained on Elaine will tell you the same thing. It's just no different throughout the system. They really don't like anybody. It's only in this thing for the money.
Yeah, I brought your letter to me into my visit with Elaine the other day, and they wouldn't let me show it to her to let her read it.
That's what I mean.
You know.
What's the big deal, Keith?
Yeah, it's a letter, you know?
Yeah, it's all just a letter. Oh, you can't do that.
So, Ed, what can people do to help you? What do you need? What do you want?
Get us out of here. we want a court. We want a fair trial is what we want. We want this back in court. We're not looking not to go to court. We're looking to go to court. We're looking to get the truth and the facts out. It has to go to court. It has to be back in the court, and we have to have the opportunity to present all of our evidence as the law so dictates. And we haven't had that opportunity to do that to this day. No, I did 33 days in court. Elaine did 4 days in court, and we had nothing. The other side had like 5 or 6 days in court, and they just buried us. How can you run a court system without allowing evidence or allowing witnesses? I realized something here when I got here to Fairton that we were in the wrong court. We were supposed to be in a tax court. That was not a tax court. That was a criminal court. That's nuts. So why didn't somebody tell us from there? Why didn't the judge tell us that? That's his job, his responsibility. Well, I can't teach you the law. That's not the law, sir. That's just to show us due process and to know the difference whether we're supposed to be there or not. He's supposed to know that. Tell us that. Because we were in there pro per.
Yeah, we already know the courts ignore everything. You know, Danny's stated a million times that he's representing himself with no lawyers, and they just keep demanding that he take a lawyer. And they keep corresponding with the lawyer and not with him. In fact, I sent them a series of discs of evidence, videos and photos and stuff, and they refuse to give it to him, telling him that he has a lawyer that needs to get that stuff, even though he's representing himself.
You see, the thing is here, Keith, is we're not, Lane and I are not here defending anything except on our country. Yeah. We're here to expose the criminal element in government, even in here, and it's everywhere. It is rampant. These people really are traitors. They are seditionists here to overthrow this country. They are Jesuits. I don't care if people like to hear the word or not. That's a fact of record.
All right, Ed, we're out. I know we're running up close to 12 minutes here. Do you have a pen or a pencil with you right now?
Yes, I do.
All right, it's one.
Wait a minute.
Okay. So,
I can't call until tomorrow because I only have one phone call a day.
Okay. Now,
I will call him tomorrow if you can get a word to him somehow.
Okay. Ed, right. Ed, you can call me anytime you want. It's just that I'm not guaranteed to be in front of my computer.
I understand.
Okay, so I will guarantee to be in front of my computer again next Saturday about 12:30-ish p.m.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to... How about we record something to Elaine right now?
Okay. Hi, sweetheart. I don't know what to say to you, because I write so many letters to you every day. I just miss you badly, as you know. No.
Ed, she thinks about you all the time. We all do. There's a lot of people out here. I told people that I was going to be receiving a phone call from you today, and I got a bunch of people through the internet that wanted me to let you know that they care about you and they think about you all the time.
I know they do, and I love them both. Oh, dearly.
You know, Nick and Jim both want you to know that they think about you. Terry. You know, me, Rick, Lindsay. We're all out here for you, bud.
I just realized I made a terrible mistake. I underestimated these people and their cruelty. I never thought that these governmental so-called officials would go this far. I should have been aware of that. That's okay. As the lady says, we'll get a day. One way or the other.
As long as you're breathing, Ed, we're still here for you.
Appreciate it.
We're not stopping. We're not going to give up, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Back to you soon.
All right, you call me anytime, okay?
I will.
All right, bye-bye, Ed.